Aw yeah. Aw yeah. Aw yeah.
Nice.
Aw yeah. It's 8:13. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's happy to morning here. 8:13.
That so all that ice and all that hard snow last night's melting.
Yeah.
I can hear it outside falling off the house.
Well, yeah, what a crap day. I mean, it snowed. It was beautiful last night, snowing. But, yeah, now it's like a rain this morning. Just be careful if you're out there driving, all right? Especially if you're around any of those Illinois drivers. They don't know.
You really don't like those.
No, Illinois. They're terrible drivers.
They're back in Chicago. They're not around right now.
They stay there. You know, why? They should just send money. They should just send us their money, all right?
No, you know what? To all you people listening from Chicago, I love you guys. Thank you for coming here to Southwest Michigan. We appreciate it. You can drive as bad as you want. I don't care. As long as you bring your money and spend it.
Is that what it is? That's what it is. Pandering to those fib bastards. That's what it is.
You're terrible. Don't listen to them.
No. Come visit us,
don't
please.
Listen to
come.
Them.
We love it when you're here, taking up our parking spots and annoying us.
We need those people. Man, Every one of them.
I'd rather see people from Ohio over here, okay?
Oh, come on. Now you're just being... So this is a guy saying he doesn't like bacon on National Bacon Day. It's embarrassing. You can't take you seriously like bacon, for God's sakes.
Anyway, we got to keep moving here, folks. It's time for your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
You bet buds and the beers.
What's up, Katie? This is, you know, I mean, I feel for the guy, but he can't be doing this. A Pennsylvania man charged with selling meth argued with police that he did nothing wrong because he wasn't selling it. He was simply giving it away for free.
Oh!
It's meth Santa Claus.
Holiday spirit.
Here comes meth Santa. Here comes meth Santa. Right down meth Santa Lane.
I thought Santa Claus had teeth.
Yes. Ugh, Santa looks rough, man. Police say 56-year-old Mark Hiles was arrested for selling meth out of a storage unit, which he was also allegedly using as a residence. Cops also arrested 25-year-old Tyler Bartley, who told them he worked for Hiles as a middleman, setting up drug deals for him. Bags of meth were found inside the unit. Although Hiles didn't deny they were his, he claims he never sold it and would just give it away to friends who came over and asked for it.
Hiles, just a nice guy.
Yeah, just a nice guy. Just, you know, one of those friendly neighborhood meth dealers, you know?
You come tap on his storage door. He opens it up.
Yeah. Hey, welcome. Good to see you. Here, you want some free meth?
There you go.
Yeah.
Back to bed.
I mean, do we give this guy points for creativity? You know, like, all right.
I mean, there is like a loophole, isn't there, in the law somewhere where like, what is it? Like, you give away weed, you can give away weed. But
well, so for marijuana, that's legal. That was how it was before, I think. I honestly, I'm not 100% on there because it's changed so much now in the last, you know, 3 years. But meth, however, it's still illegal. You know, meth, cocaine, heroin. Mm-hmm. You can't just be handing those out all willy-nilly. Oh, okay?
All that hard stuff can't be handing out, you know.
Yeah.
Frown upon that.
Yeah. Which
Where's this guy from?
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I don't know. So there you go. Here comes meth Sandy. Here comes meth Sandy. Right down meth Sandy Lane.
God, he's skinny. Why is he so skinny?
That's your WTF of the day.